Elaine Tombari is an OBGYN nurse at St. Francis Hospital in Milwaukee. She says in her unit, one or two nurses are being asked to take unpaid time off on a daily basis. That's because there are fewer patients. She says fewer women are having babies, and patients in general are putting off elective surgeries. Tombari says instead of being asked to take unpaid time off, nurses should be able to complete their mandatory educational training during slower times.
There's a lot of nurses that put in a lot of time trying to develop new plans of care and operational things, and wonderful things are coming out of the clinical ladder that the hospital is glad to have, yet there's not enough time to do it.
Tombari says the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals are working with hospital administrators to address staffing problems. Judy Warmoth of the Wisconsin Hospital Association says these kinds of staffing issues are happening statewide, and it's not based on hospital size or concentrated in one region, but she's not seeing permanent layoffs. Warmoth says there's a larger problem in the healthcare workforce, one that isn't able to accurately predict how many nurses will be needed in the future.
Certainly the early 90s, we had a drop as we anticipated managed care and HMOs, and we saw a census drop and we reduced staffing, and then we've had such a hard time getting it back. So yeah, it is unfortunately a cycle.
Warmoth says they are working with technical colleges and universities to make better forecasts of how many nurses will be needed in upcoming years. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.